Road and rail upgrades for the Sunshine Coast have been thrown into chaos 9 years out from the Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games. $160 million for the Mooloolah River Interchange and $7 million for the Nicolin Way 3rd Avenue connection in Caloundra, among 50 infrastructure projects to have funding cut across the country as part of a major overhaul. While the Sunshine Coast rail extension to Maroochydore has been put on hold for more planning and costings. Local member for Fairfax, Ted O'Brien, has slammed the move.
As one of the fastest growing regions in the country, we deserve infrastructure ahead of the population boom. Now, that's dead in the water, death by a thousand cuts. We will not get rail to Maroochydore now that this project cannot be delivered before the 2032 Games.
While a concerned Sunshine Coast Mayor Mark Jamieson says all levels of government have a responsibility to deliver vital projects.
Both of those projects are aimed at reducing traffic gridlock and helping the Sunshine Coast cope with the growth we've got now, but also the growth we're going to continue to see into the future, as well as being necessary to supporting the productivity and functionality of one of the fastest growing regional economies in Australia. So if that is not consistent with national priorities, then I'm not sure what is.
To other news now, and a proposal has been put forward that it see the Sunshine Coast become an astro-tourism and sustainability star by creating a dark sky reserve. It'd require at least 700 square kilometres of quality dark sky and demonstrated commitment to reduce light pollution, which would then improve star visibility. The Merry Valley catchment area is Council's preferred location for the reserve, and if successfully designated, it'd be one of only two of its kind in Australia. And thousands will take part in schoolies celebrations starting this weekend on the Sunshine Coast, with the region growing in popularity for those who want a more laid-back week with friends. Superintendent Craig Hawkins says police are expecting good behaviour.
We strongly encourage these young people to enjoy themselves, but to do it safely and do it respectfully for other people that are in and around the Sunshine Coast. The decisions they make, although it's an exciting time for them, leaving school and the freedom that comes with that, but now they're moving into an environment of added responsibility and obligations, and I'd hate to see them make a decision that might affect the rest of their life.